Yeah, we used to live out west in a collective. Everybody got arrested cause nobody wanted to sleep. I used to dish out verses on purpose, and if you wanted to purchase one, you weren't as good as me. I don't know if that time is coming to an end. I hope the band gets back together when it's all.
Okay, this is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Catherine.
Judah, you know who it is.
You know who it is.
On every other Wednesday. No, but actually we're trying to look for a regular time slot in the evenings over the summer because now we're all officially here. Yeah. So if you know
Lauren
anything,
has a job.
We have to
shout out real estate.
She's employed at a commercial real estate firm in Boston.
To everyone involved.
Wait, I didn't even hear the
shout
the
out
specifics.
Dakota.
Shout out Dakota if you're listening.
I hope he's not.
You can say the specifics later.
So I'll launch into a topic that just struck me on my speed walk over here. Not sure if you guys are going to be into talking about it on the radio or not.
Okay.
But, like, so I saw this sign outside that was, like, a Tusk poster that mm-hmm. they had put out with
Tufts University Student Collective.
Right. I actually didn't know what that stood for. And it has an Asian girl on it. And it's like saying the N-word, even if you're singing along to a song, isn't cool. Like, we stand with the community at Tufts.
Like, oh, yeah, and then it's like looking at you.
Yeah. So I feel like this is Tufts, like, kind of covering its tracks. Because, like, when we play ASAP Ferg at the track, we keep on getting in trouble because there is a lot of, like, N-words and stuff. And I feel like Tufts feels a little... like, oh, because they invited a performer that has, like, a lot of songs with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, I remember Spring Fling our freshman and sophomore years.
Yeah,
like, plenty of people were shouting the N-word singing along.
Yeah, I know, but I was just a little... The poster was lost
terrifying.
On me, is all I'm saying.
Well, I think it wasn't so much like, oh, the singer can't say the N-word.
Yeah.
It's just that people shouldn't sing it.
Yeah,
I agree. I just was a little bit, like, I felt like I would have felt more moved if it was a member of the African-American
community. Well, I think she was saying, looking at you, like...
Because they would be like,
even POC
it offends
people aren't
people like that.
Like, aren't black. Like, non-black POC also cannot say the N-word.
Right.
Because I think the poster says, looking at you, like... like Asian and brown POC as, or like Asian, brown, and like white people.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Well, it only said white people.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I swear I saw. I didn't even look closely. I just was like.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different poster.
I was just like, I'm not moved by that.
Well, I think. But I mean, I have to say, my initial, like, who cares? Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it doesn't matter for us.
Right.
People who are white.
But
I was like kind of like taken aback by it. But
I was taken aback by it, and I was analyzing why Tufts did it. And
well, it's not Tufts; it's TCU Senate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's all like all those people are like, I think senators or like part of student government.
Okay. Now I feel better about the whole thing.
But yeah, it's not a Tufts thing, I don't think.
Yeah,
well, but the overall message I think is good.
I'm so there for the message. I was laughing.
Yeah.
I was like. Here's looking at you, snitch. Because she is like does that, like singing on the little stationary bike. So unexpected. Like they've had to like stop the boys' team meetings because like the coaches were laughing so hard. Because like it's so random. But like that's why I stopped.
She's this
to
tiny
Snapchat
little blonde girl.
To Snapchat the poster and be like,
yeah. Oh God.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah. Well,
but. It's the moral of the story is we're looking forward to spring fling.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to spring fling.
A safe spring fling
yeah.
for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think there's
A call.
We have a call.
No.
We don't know how
check the number.
How do we pick it up?
617.
That's the guy from Cambridge.
Okay, can you try to pick it up?
Yeah, I can.
Try.
Okay.
I think it's...
Work your magic.
Hello.
I don't know if you did it. It's not flashing.
How are you?
Oh, you can hear it? I can't hear it.
Okay.
I can't hear. Can you put it on?
You're not supposed to be able to hear her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think our opinions are different. And I think our point of view that we're just expressing, which is not better or worse than anyone else's, is just that it's a word that's been used to put members of the African American community down, and I don't think people of another race should be able to use that word.
Mm-hmm. It's a reclamation thing,
yeah,
too.
It's more of, sorry. Oh, yeah, I can see that, but I was more saying that just African-American, it's like reclaiming the word. African-Americans are reclaiming the word for themselves. I'm not saying that other... Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think we're off the air, so I think we have to get back to our show, but I really...
This was just an opinion dialogue we were trying to open up, and we, of course, think Tufts is...
Oh.
Are we off the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you should say thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I completely value your opinion, but I think we have different opinions, and unfortunately that's...
We love the open dialogue, though.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about on Freeform Radio. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's play some music.
Let's play some music.
What's that?
She's been sorting you out, a flower bouquet. Picks them straight from the ground, it's good dead anyway. Your favorite colors and 2D lovers. You've been keeping clean, living off plant feed and fertilizer. This one's a fighter.
See, this isn't healthy. Can see why this should stop. But I know this too well, and I just can't tell when enough is enough.
Love the feeling, it's tough, tough every time. You walk out the door, you're packing your stuff. Stuff is looking so rough, rough, it's all cool.
Swam down to the coral reef and what surprised her? They look just like ya.
Although I can't see, this isn't healthy. Can see why this should stop.
Enough, not feeling stuff, tough every time. You walk out the door, why you leaving?
Let it go. Trying to play coy like a Game Boy. Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you a lone boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees. He a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish. I hit my beat. Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too. What's 2 + 2?
Do you want to say what those songs were?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we've listened to a lot of songs. So we started with West Coast Collective by Dominic Fike, Wait a Minute by Willow, The Florist by Nilufar Yanya. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, so sorry. Sunbleach Girl by Shag Rock, All for You by The Palms, and Boys by Lizzo. Lizzo's really cool. She's a new album, and it's... Bumps.
It's really good.
Bumps. It bumps.
So, we are taking this post-break time to reassert our strong feelings about the importance of everyone in the Tufts community's comfort and just how we love the open dialogue at Tufts and the student sense of community. And that's all very important. So another really big thing people have been talking about at Tufts lately that we want to get get all sides to the story on is that Anna's maybe getting a car, and it might not be stick, like it might be automatic, so we can all drive it.
Yeah,
or manual. Yeah,
yeah, either. Yeah, I was thinking I'd get a stick for, because it's apparently easier to change parts and like the transmission or something if something goes wrong, slash cheaper to fix. I don't really know. But yeah, I think I'm going to get an automatic Subaru Outback.
LL Bean edition.
No, okay, LL Bean edition got sold.
Oh my God.
I know, the Craigslist person was like, sorry, I just sold it. Like, best of luck, which is nice they responded, honestly. But so there's this dealership up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I think Manchester. That I'm probably going to drive up to on Saturday with Monty. And I might drive back with a car.
Very nice. Cool. What if you don't? Will you be like so disappointed?
I'll be so sad.
How are you going to get there? And then how are you going to get
back? So you guys are driving home separately?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Well, that's the news.
Is there anything else to do in Manchester? Call in if you know.
Yeah.
Like Manchester recommendations.
I don't know if it's actually called that. It's 60 miles away from Boston.
Well, it's a place.
Manchester, it is Manchester.
I don't know if that's where the car is.
Okay, that's where the cars are.
Yeah.
Or I might get a Subaru Forester.
Where's that?
Also Manchester. New Hampshire.
So you're just going to game time decision when you get there on Saturday?
Yeah, totally.
What would you guys do? Would you research and know what car you're going to go?
Or would you just blindly buy
in the middle of New Hampshire?
No, my uncle like does all this buying and selling used cars back in Washington State, and he sent me about 1,000,000 texts about what to look for.
Yeah,
when I turn on the engine and like looking at the engine and listening to the car, and
I feel like that's just me, but like I would not be able to handle like trusting my decision making.
Never trust
at the
a
time.
Car salesman.
True, but also I would be like, I don't know if this is like what I should listen for. Like I would just be so wishing my uncle was there. To
I
look
know,
at
but
it.
I can't
You'll
fly him out.
Just tell him you might call.
I honestly might call him.
Yeah, you should call. That's a good idea.
He doesn't vaccinate his kids, though.
Mm. Well, I think that's really an issue.
Me too.
That's
an issue of its own.
Obviously, I think, though, weren't we talking about this yesterday? I thought that you had to be vaccinated to come to college.
Even at school,
right? So everyone here...
Like, no, but I know so... Not here, but, like... My sister's friend from Yale isn't vaccinated.
Right, and that's how this came. I feel like, how does that work, though?
Because I know Tufts require.
Is everyone at risk? Oh, you lie?
Also,
I
don't
feel that strongly about it.
You might be able to, like, petition
it. Lyme disease?
No.
I don't know.
And there's ticks around here.
She got Lyme disease, which was actually from, like, a literal tick. Then, like, a year of her life was just kind of really terrible because she was really tired all the time and super sick just because of a little tick.
I've had many ticks.
Oh.
Did you know that?
You know, you, like, have to get, like, a special device to remove ticks properly.
And I had, like the ticks that actually, like, there are some that are pretty benign, and I had the ones that are actually, like, very dangerous. Like,
what's
suck your blood from your head. Like, so I had them
with, like, lice.
So I had one on my head. Oh, no. Okay, so I'd gone to Florida, and...
Ticks in Florida?
I got, this was when I lived in Massachusetts, and I guess I played in the yard a lot.
Mm-hmm. By yourself.
Truly.
Your head in the plants.
Yeah, like, headstands in various bushes. So fun. No, but so then I go to Florida to do, like, get half braids, like, with a hair wrap type thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
In Orlando, and the girl is like had never been near something. She's like a girl who lives in Orlando and works like pretty young even for working at the hair wrap station, I would say. And she was like to my parents, like, there's something on her head. I had three like blood sucking dangerous ticks on my head that like luckily like the like whatever braiding like revealed.
Ew, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to, like, when you find a tick, you're supposed to remove it and, like, put it in a bag and go get it tested for Lyme disease.
Yeah, I don't know how I made it.
Wait, there's that, there's an episode of High Maintenance where the guy is visiting this, like, family and doing his business, and he, like, offers to take the trash out on the way out, and he accidentally, like, throws away the tick this family is, saving to get tested for their toddler, and they go bananas because, like...
Tested?
Yeah, you have to, like, test the tick for Lyme disease. Like, when you find a tick in you, you have to, like, when you remove the tick, you save it.
Ew.
I know. Didn't you see that episode?
Uh-uh.
Well...
I don't remember that.
Everyone should watch High Maintenance on HBO.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's very weird.
I have trouble with shows where every episode isn't related.
Well, it's cool because, like...
I think it's pretty related.
Are they? I haven't seen enough to get it. Yeah. Oh, you're right. It is the same guy.
Yeah, and actually, I think there are repeating characters over different seasons, and you kind of get to see them at different stages. Is there more than one season now? There's three seasons. I think the third season just wrapped up.
Someone told me yesterday that there is the second season of Haunting of Hill House, but it's totally like a new, based on a new book. It's like a different
family.
Totally different family, different book. But then I was like, how do you even call that season two of it?
Wait, you know Nell, the actress Nell, she goes, I guess she's like one of my like acquaintances from home's like big in her sorority at like Carnegie Mellon drama school.
That's so random. And she's still undergrad?
I think she's, like, off in the world now. I think maybe she left early, like, but she... You know that show with Dan from Gossip Girl and he's the creepy guy?
You.
She, next season, is going to be his object of affection, I guess.
Are they serious? They're going to do a second season of this guy just stalking?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, me neither, but I just thought that was cool.
Strong reaction for someone who's never seen the show.
I just love Nell. So.
She's creepy.
I love her.
I mean, I'm fine with her too. It's just a scary show.
Yeah, very scary. Shall we jump into some more music?
We're gonna go back to the music and listen to "Crazy" by K-Boo, which we've already played. But
is it the old Dark Times remix?
No, it's just it's no remix. Just crazy.
just crazy.
Just bananas.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't give a damn. Now you're standing in front of me, and I think I've gone. find somebody to trust and lay low. But it seems they all on the same mission. Just wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. You can't stand the heat of my love and stay out the kitchen. Wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. But it seems they all on the same mission. You wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. You can't stand the heat of my love and stay out the kitchen.
Punch drunk, love of noise. Okay, we have a little PSA right now. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, that was the mic on. And you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
That horrifies me.
I know. I don't have mine covered.
I don't have mine covered.
Mine's not covered.
I used to have a piece of opaque tape.
I should do that when I get home.
Yeah.
Immediately. Okay, our next topic is something I float all the time, and I'm sure I've read it somewhere, actually. I know I started this with that, like, I need a fact check, but I'm positive I read it somewhere that everyone looks better in glasses, especially sunglasses, because they add symmetry to your face, which we're all innately attracted to because, like,
how do you explain, like, well, I agree with that, but how do you explain, like, when people have charming, crooked smiles, you know?
That's...
Or, like, one-sided dimples.
That's you being
you. That's me being
that's,
me?
That's, people like, not... into that. It's... Okay, they can be into it, but I'm saying, like, these are, like, innate things that, like, people look to be attracted to. Like the same as how, for reproduction reasons, it's the... It's like a natural thing where birthing hips are like something like men look at or like are attracted
well,
to.
Well, I don't know how much of that is.
That's, I heard that.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of things. I don't know how much of that is conditioning.
Biology class.
Socially so. No, I understand that.
Because it's reproduction driven.
I don't have birthing hips, that's for sure.
Okay, well, okay. This isn't about you.
It's about evolution. You're right.
And I just want to know more about it, but also I love just the few things I know that I say all the time. Oh, also, though, someone did add to this, so now I have, like, a couple more bullet points on reproduction and evolution that, well, women, like, have better differentiation between colors, and it's, like, so much more rare for women to be colorblind because of, like...
Well, it's more rare for women to be colorblind because it's on the X chromosome.
Okay, that too. But anyways, women have better color differentiation because, like, in the past, in hunter-gatherer communities, like, the difference between one type of red berry versus another is, like, poisonous versus good food. I thought that was interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, symmetry.
What even time is it?
It's 2:52. So okay. We're going to do a couple more songs and then...
Should I? Out. Let me read the...
Oh, yeah.
Well, do we say that when we go out to?
You can say it now and then we'll just... We could just put it on the old continuous.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, this has been Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
See ya in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Maybe.
We'll be thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right.
The seven quarters on the dresser.
pennies in the sock drawer, a framed picture of paradise taken the summer before. I learned to love cold showers, Frost learns to kiss, not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Yesterday and the time before, opportunity comes knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come, seasons go. A trip in September, 'cause I was ready for a fall, to leave the trees and me to ponder the meaning of it all, with red, brown, yellow and green, and all the space in between. You know, this earth is so deep and wide, why can't I feel that inside? Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. This yesterday and the time before. Opportunity comes knock, 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 knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come, seasons go. And logic has no